Hey everyone, devotional thought for April the 22nd, 2020. Jesus' life was about fulfilling God's plan. At his birth, the angels announced God's plan for his life, save his people from their sins, the angels said. When Jesus is praying just before going to the cross, he says, I have finished the work you have given me to do. Then again, when he is on the cross, he says with a loud voice, it is finished. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus also knew life's purpose, to give his life as a ransom for many and to purchase eternal life for those who believe. While Jesus was alive on the earth, he did a lot of different things. He taught people about the kingdom of God. He taught the law. He taught ethics and morality. Jesus healed the sick. He fed people. Jesus told jokes and laughed. And Jesus wasn't a sour, somber, dour person like some people portray him. Jesus also worked with his hands. One of the scenes from Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ always strikes me when, during one of the flashback scenes, Jesus is building a table and he puts the leg in and he sits it firmly down on the ground and then he jumps on it, sits on it to see how sturdy it is. He was a carpenter, a craftsman of some sort. Jesus taught people, he healed people, he fed the hungry, he defended people like the woman caught in adultery. He told jokes, probably not like a stand-up comedian. He worked with his hands. But none of those things defined him. He was defined by the mandate of God to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus fulfilled that plan in full. And the question for us is, have we fulfilled God's plan? Have you fulfilled God's plan for you? Now, you may be a student, a fisherman, an occupational therapist, a truck driver, an office manager, or a mechanic. You may be a server or a busser in a restaurant. You may have even retired after years of employment to enjoy travel and sand. You may have healed people, fed people, or taught or served people. But is that God's plan for you? You see, God's plan for you, for me, is that we are to be conformed, shaped, molded, fashioned after his Son, Jesus Christ. God's plan for you and for me is to become a disciple of Christ, cleverly disguised as a technician, a teacher, talent scout, truck driver, service person. God's plan for you is way more than the things that you do or don't do. So think about that this week. Have you fulfilled God's plan for you? Have you become shaped and molded to become like Christ? God bless you. We'll see you later.